Hi, and welcome to the How Not to Think podcast, the podcast that gets you thinking about your thinking, different ways of viewing the world, the many different aspects of the world, getting beyond myths, stereotypes, conventional wisdom, etc., etc. I'm Dr. Howard Rankin, and today I am really delighted to have, all the way from Utah, Nate Zalesnik. He already makes history because he is the first Jedi I have had on my show. And as you'll learn very quickly when I shut up and let him speak, a lot of people talk about optimal performance, but when you hear Nate talking, he's talking about superhuman performance. And his talents stretch across a number of different areas, but that's his key and core. So enough from me, Nate. Welcome. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Howard, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me today. I really enjoyed our conversation the other day, and I'm extremely excited to share what we have to offer with your listeners and your viewers.
Great. Yeah, and it was a great conversation. You've got so much to offer. As always, we always like to start with, okay, so tell the listeners a little bit about the trajectory of how do you get to be where you are today?
Okay, without going into too much detail, because we don't have 6 hours, it's in my blood, in my genes, to be more of a mystical person, but also very analytical and also a teacher. So on both sides of my parents, both sides of my family, going back many generations, we have a lot of educators, a lot of people in the medical field, a lot of people who have done a lot of service projects and been very people-oriented and community-oriented. But on my father's side, going back close to 1,000 years, my brother, who I operate my business, Vibra Vision, with, we're direct descendants of one of the most well-known rabbis in mystical Jewish history. He's actually the person credited with creating the modern Kabbalah. So the people who are familiar with the Kabbalah will most likely know the name Rabbi Isaac Ben Luria. And so it's in my genetic code to want to be a little bit on the woo side, but also I'm very science oriented and very logic oriented. So that's where it kind of started. And I had nothing to do with that. But when I was about 13 years old, I started having spontaneous out of body projections. I would leave my body. I would be aware that I was not in my body, and I would either go travel or I would come back into my body. And it just made me fascinated with consciousness. And it made me really, I wouldn't say anything can make me, but oh boy, I'd say this really made me wonder what is more, what is there that is more than just my physical body? Am I just a lump of cells having a physical lifetime and then I'm worm food? Or how about that? Is consciousness, well, not at 13, I wasn't thinking about the non-locality of consciousness, but I was wondering, do I exist outside of my body? And I kept having these experiences to show me that, yes, you are more than just a physical body. So I became very enamored with the mystical, with the energy work, but also the scientific research going into consciousness, whether it's remote viewing with the CIA or it's out-of-body experiences with the Monroe Institute, whether it's shamanism and spontaneous remission of diseases, which I had several people whose cancer went away like in a couple days with shaman retreats. And I just wondered. I've always been a very curious person. So I had something happen for me when I was 23 years old. And I call it a synchrodestiny. So everybody's familiar with synchronicity, but I call it a synchrodestiny because it changed the course of my life forever. And what happened was, as a longtime martial artist, ever since I was 5, I wanted to be a ninja and a Jedi combined. I wanted both. And I realized that there's no such thing as Jedis, and the ninjas are long gone centuries ago. However, people still practice ninjutsu and still carry on those traditions, but the Jedi thing, well, that's in movies. Well, I saw an ad in Black Belt magazine that guaranteed me inner power in 2 weeks. or I got my money back. And being an American, very impatient, as I, you know, tap my foot waiting for the microwave popcorn to finish, I thought, wow, I've always wanted to have amazing chi. All the martial arts I've studied, they never touched upon the subject. There was no meditation, no internal component. It was all just the external aspect. But I was always, something inside me was so deep. I had wanted the internal aspect so much. And when I ordered this course and it arrived, it came with a VHS tape. Now, the course was garbage. It literally was just a couple of pieces of paper with some hand-drawn illustrations and a very nondescript method that was very dangerous, in fact. But this tape, on this tape, it had Indonesian martial arts. Now, I knew that I had some clothing from Indonesia, but I had no idea of anything else about it. And so when I saw what these people from Indonesia were able to do, I was just blown away. My brother, Mike, he's got several black belts in other systems besides what we teach now. And he's been a semi-professional tournament judge and competitor throughout the United States for many years. He'd never seen anything like it. And what was unique was it had people who were breaking stone. They were breaking steel bars. They were breaking iron. Some of them just barely touching them, sometimes with their head, with every part of their body. And that was neat. But I really wasn't walking around going, geez, I wish I could break steel on my body. But when I saw people on that tape who were blindfolded and then hoods drawn across, like cinched across their neck, and I saw them running through obstacle courses. I saw them riding bicycles and driving cars through just daily traffic in Jakarta. And for anybody that's been to Southeast Asia, you understand that our traffic in America, or we just can't understand it. We can't understand how they drive. They drive extremely well, but it looks like chaos. So to see people who were blindfolded doing it was pretty amazing. And then military people, military members who were blindfolded and shooting targets with an air rifle out of people's hands. Then there was a blind person. This blind person was doing a demonstration for the Sultan of Oman, and they were able to read printed material. They were able to duplicate things that people from the crowd had written on a whiteboard. And I thought it was complete and total bull. I'm like, this has to be a trick. Jedis aren't real. They're not real. So when you see something like that, you have to watch it a few more times just because it's really neat. And what if? Mm-hmm. What if? Well, that was all well and good. But the next day is when the synchrodestiny occurred for me. And I decided I was going to take a different route to work. And I stopped at a traffic light right in front of the Utah Schools for the Deaf and Blind. And there was a woman waiting to cross the street in front of me with her guide dog. And when she got the notification, the little chirps to go, well, her dog did exactly what it was trained to do. It started leading her across the street. However, spatial awareness is very important. And the dog went right next to the light pole and it led her face first into this light pole. And I'm sitting there going, oh my God, what if I was doing 50 miles an hour and that dog had stepped her off the curb and done its job wrong? And it hit me like a lightning bolt right then. I wonder if those Indonesian people could help blind people here. So I just, like I said, it's in my genetics that to be wanting to help people and wanted to help. I mean, my grandfather on my mom's side was one of the most world-renowned prostheticians there has ever of all time to help kids with polio and to help vets with legs and arms amputations from World War II. So I wondered if those guys in Indonesia, are they really legit? So I took it upon myself to go and track them down. And fortunately, in the 90s, there was, in a third world country, they had a website. And it was all in Indonesian. There was no Google Translate at the time. And I could only understand two words on this video. Marpati Puti. Now, it sounds funny to us, but in Indonesia, that means white dove. And I thought that was unique because most martial arts are kind of like, red scorpion, black dragon, and, you know, kind of more aggressive type animals. And here's the symbol for peace and justice. And that's the logo, the moniker for martial art. Well, I didn't understand this at the time, but Marpatiputi was the third largest martial art, individual martial art on the planet. Mm. But nobody had ever heard of it. It was the world's best kept secret because it had been held as a royal family secret of Central Java until 1963. And it was released to the Indonesian public during a civil war, or a coup d'etat, actually, not a civil war, but a coup d'etat, to help people learn how to be more compassionate, to feel that connection, that energetic connection between all of us, but also know how to defend themselves. And so this is so unique because when I was able to find them, and I had already been involved in martial arts, and I always wanted that internal aspect, but I was really skeptical. So I asked them, can you really try and blind people to do this stuff? And they said, yeah, we've trained over 3,000 blind people to date. And this is standard training for our most elite special forces. They use this with night vision in place of night vision in live combat, but then also for search and rescue. So this is Indonesia is in the Ring of Fire. So they have volcanoes, they have tsunamis, they have earthquakes, they have typhoons, they have like hurricanes, and entire villages get buried sometimes. And they call in the special forces to locate bodies and to locate survivors under rubble. They've been doing it for decades. So in fact, the breath techniques of Marpatiputi are standard for every branch of the Indonesian military, the presidential secret service, and most police forces in Jakarta. So it's been used for a long, long time because of the results that it gives and what it does for people. So with me, I was still skeptical. I had to see it for myself. So my brother and I, we scrimped and saved and we pooled all of our money together and we sold everything we possibly could other than, you know, like any gold fillings or our kidneys. And we brought the first ever VibraVision and Marpatiputi demonstration team here to Utah in 1999. Oh, okay. And we're just like, oh, this is amazing, because they brought blind people with them. And we got to see firsthand blind people. I mean, their eyes are white as a sheet. No pupil, no iris. I mean, that's exactly what you think of when you think of a blind person's eyes. And yet they were able to come into our house, not know where anything is, and navigate it as if they had full sight. They were able to cook us dinner, and they didn't even need to ask where the spatula or the pots and pans were. They just scanned through the drawers and just cooked us all dinner. They were able to tell us what was on the TV. They were able to ride my bike around the yard. Mm-hmm. One of them helped drive my car. Yeah, not recommended, mm-hmm. but it was pretty amazing. And it proved to me right then, okay, number one, this is legitimate. I have no idea how they're doing it, but you can't fake what they're doing. Mm-hmm. These people are blind. Second of all, it really reinforced how important it was that I pay attention to this synchrodestiny. And I knew right then that I'm going to do whatever it took to bring this to the light of the Western world and to help as many people who are visually impaired as possible. And now it's really blossomed, because we don't just help blind people, we help blind people. And by that, I mean, every single one of us is blind. Mm-hmm. Blind doesn't mean you cannot see without your eyes. I mean, blind in the broader context of we don't know what we don't know. And we often overlook things that are right in front of us. Tony Robbins calls it a scotoma, something that's right in front of you. It's a blind spot right there. And you totally overlook it. And we've all had that experience. Well, that's what VibraVision really does well, is it helps illuminate the blind spots in your life, whether that's in business, whether it's in family, whether it's in your own personal health, whether it's in your relationships that are, say, not your family, but your friendships, sensing of danger, and that strong intuitive connection to our higher self and being able to trust it. Mm-hmm. We have people that use this in multi-million dollar deals, and I can tell you, just in our last one, we had one person that they used it 3 times in a row and it saved them approximately $500,000 in deals, because they were able to trust themselves and not go with what everybody else was saying and really know deep down inside and connect with their higher self. And so it has multitude of uses, but it really started off with blind people. And now we have a foundation to help blind people as well as advanced scientific research. And we have immersions where people can come from all over the nation and in 5 days or less go from hello to holy crap, this mm-hmm. is real. And I'm so much more than society has allowed me to believe.
Wow. What a story. That's amazing. Thank you for sharing that with us, Nate. And so this obviously has many dimensions to it. I mean, there's a spiritual dimension, psychological, physical, across all of those sectors. And, kudos to you too for following it up. And probably you did need your background in your ancestral temple, as it were, to be utilized to do that. Because most people would be cynical, or they certainly wouldn't, even if they weren't, they wouldn't have gone to the efforts that you have done. And so how do you conceptualize, or how would you conceptualize it to people who don't obviously know the ins and outs? What is it, the combination of intuition, spirituality, greater awareness? I mean, is there a way of simply describing what this offers?
Yes, absolutely. Well, about close to 500 years ago, the Sultan of Indonesia, the King of Indonesia, went to India and came back with some amazing breath techniques, which are very similar to Kundalini and Pranayama yoga. But there are some very interesting twists where Kundalini masters have come to us and been like, oh my God, there's nothing like this in Kundalini. This is not the same. There's something similar. So it was like an upgrade to Kundalini yoga back in the 16th century. And that was for the internal energy generation for the king's forces for combat, for the martial arts and for combat and for health and for stamina. Now, as far as the extrasensory vibravision ability, I'm not sure exactly. Nobody really knows when that actually came into play, when that was really discovered. But what I can say is this, that it is a reproducible way for us to tap into senses we don't normally have conscious control of and then overlay a mental image using those senses. So, for instance, we have heat receptors, we have cold receptors, we have pressure receptors, we have electromagnetic receptors, we have nociceptors, also known as pain receptors. We're all familiar with that one. If you've ever had a sunburn, you understand nociception very well. And so we have a lot of different receptors that are not just our survival five. I call it the survival five, meaning our five basic senses that keep us alive and tell us what's around us. We have much more going on underneath the surface. So vibravision is a reliable way to tap into and use more of the subconscious mind's processing ability and to become aware of things that we were previously perceiving, but it was under the radar, and we're perceiving it with a processor that is a billion times faster than our conscious mind, which runs everything underneath. It's a very good tape recorder, a very good hard drive. But it's not very good at giving us all the answers by delving into our subconscious. If that was the case, nobody would ever have PTSD. People would never go, I wonder, I don't really remember, because your subconscious records everything. And so vibravision and the techniques we teach really supercharge people's brain, their neurology, their energy, their consciousness just goes to new heights. And the cool thing about it is it's not woo-woo out there to the point where it can't be explained by science. We're working very diligently on proving this to medicine and science, and we have some amazing developments happening. And we've already proven that under observing conditions. Now it's time for us to really get the empirical understanding. Mm-hmm. And we're working with some amazing physicists and neuroscience professionals to get that, so that we understand that this is kind of a quantum type perception. Because we're perceiving things, a lot of our people that come to us, they remote view. They just like learn how to remote view, even though that's not what we're doing. It is kind of, but not really. And they develop that or out of body experience or internal knowing, intuition, healing abilities. These are it basically unlocks your superpower. Whatever your superpower is, this is going to help unlock that. Unless it's being a mean person, in which case we don't train mean people.
That's good. We don't want to empower mean people,
No.
No. No, that's amazing. I had John Leaf on my show a few weeks back, and John is the author of a book called The Secret Language of Cells. And just amazing, amazing, the intercellular communication that goes on in our body. I mean, it isn't just neurons. They're all communicating with each other at a fantastic level of sophistication.
Yeah.
And, that interview and the book, The Secret Language of Cells, simply blew my mind and opened my mind to all of this, sort of, which is relevant to what you're talking about, is this amazing complexity that we're really not aware of. Most of the time, unless you do something like you do, we're just not aware of what is going on and the potential. And what seems to me you're doing is you're tapping into that power. You're exposing that.
Yes.
You're removing the blinkers, as it were, or the barriers to the understanding of that. Because there is no question that it is going on.
That's right.
At the cellular level.
And that's right.
Yeah, it's really incredible. So you have adapted this. Now, obviously, you've adapted it for people who have vision problems. And incidentally on that, one of my favorite stories, but perhaps you can enlighten me on this. Are you familiar with Daniel Kish?
Daniel Kish is a wonderful friend of mine. I love Daniel. In fact, I traveled to Orange County and was at Daniel's home quite a few years ago, to teach him some of the VibraVision, with some of his echolocation professionals. We only had a week, so we didn't really get to have as much practice as it would need, but he and the others did so well at it. And I just love Daniel. Daniel's an amazing, amazing human.
Yeah. And for the listeners who don't know, Daniel was blind at a very young age, but basically taught himself echolocation, the things that dolphins and bats use and other animals to get around. And he, a bit like your story, was being, he's blind, but he's riding a bike. He's maneuvering very comfortably and safely in the usual environment. And it's an amazing story. And interestingly, subsequently, when neurologists did look at his brain, they found that the optical areas of his brain that would normally have been dormant in somebody who's blind had actually made connections in other areas of the brain so that he could effectively see sounds. Correct. He could see them. And incredible.
Yeah.
That's great that you know him. That's
amazing. Yeah. Well, and to that point, with Daniel, a couple things about Daniel that you may not know, and maybe your listeners don't know, that I don't think you'll have a problem with me saying, but his eyes were removed when he was, I believe, 2 months old. But his parents never treated him different. They never let him get off the hook because he was blind. They made him do things like everybody else. Why is that important? Why is that pertinent to VibraVision or to anything else you do in your life? It's because when we're in those formative years, when we're from, 1 day old until about 6 years old, we are constantly being programmed. There is no filter. So our subconscious it's a download to our subconscious all the time, which is why it's so important that we encourage kids, little kids, we don't put them down. We don't say, you're not worthy. You can't have that. You're not good enough. Things like that, it goes right in. And then it becomes a pattern that repeats over their whole entire life. So why is this important? Because with VibraVision, what we help people do is we help them remove that subconscious programming that says, you can't do this. And you're not superhuman. You don't have these abilities because nobody else around you has them. And we help insert new programming for people that you can, that you are more than what everybody has said you are and what they believe they are. Mm-hmm. There's something in Australia called the tall poppy. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what that basically is, for the listeners and viewers out there, is in Australia and New Zealand, they call it of cutting the tall poppy, because if somebody exhibits something that is beyond what everybody else does, some kind of talent, they try to kind of cut them down so they're status quo with everybody else. But what people don't understand, I think a lot of people don't understand, is that's not an Australian, it's not a New Zealand thing. That is a human thing. Since, I mean, think about how much prejudice there is for people, against people, from people, from some people, because they're doing well. Let's say people who are affluent, people don't like them because they've got something against people who are affluent, or they're a specific religion or a color or a gender or whatever. This is cognitive bias that all of us have. And that's something that VibraVision really helps with. Not with those things, but with our cognitive bias, that we're just a lump of flesh moving through the world. We get to eat, we get to reproduce, then we get to grow old, and then we die, and that's it. And that's all we can do. And we're proving that this VibraVision is the art and science of raising our consciousness with breath. And it's a very unique breath technology. We don't cut the tall poppy. Instead, we miracle grow the crap out of all poppies. And all, it doesn't matter if you're an orchid, we're going to help you grow. And, you know, we do it in a non-denominational way, which is what took quite a bit of time. People are maybe looking at the timeline going, yeah, you're releasing this now, but you started in 1999. Well, we went through a big growth process teaching the martial arts and the energy work. And then my brother Mike lived with the royal family members of Indonesia in 2013 for 6 months. And he learned as much as he could about VibraVision from them to bring it back. But then you had to separate the dogma from what works, because there's a lot of belief structure in Indonesia from a very young age. Kids just see people riding motorcycles blindfolded. It's like, no big deal. They're not getting that imprint that you can't do this. Right. And so it's very difficult in the skeptical Western world to take something that is belief, it has a lot of belief structure to it, and whittle it down to its intrinsic parts that are going to create a result in the majority of people. And I'm happy to say, Howard, that we have a 100% rate of, oh my God. Doesn't matter who they are, how many workshops they've done, what ashram they studied, and if they've been spiritualists their whole life, or they're just starting to dabble in it now, we have a 100%, I didn't know it could ever be like this rate of a success rate. And so we're really happy and proud of what we're doing. And, you know, I'm very happy and proud of Daniel and his World Access for the Blind, of what they're doing, because whether it's hearing, whether it's VibraVision, which is not actually vision, it's really kind of skin sensation, creating a mental image, if you will, that it just takes humanity that next step further in our evolution, because evolution, well, I'll call it a human revolution, because evolution takes a long time. A revolution happens quickly. And that's really what we're working on doing right now, is making sure that we're going to be able to have people who understand their intrinsic supernatural, or not supernatural, their it's not really supernatural. It's multi-sensory, is really what it is, to quote Gary Zukav, a multi-sensory, moving from a single-sensory human to a multi-sensory human. And VibraVision is one way of many to do that, but it's also one way that we can actually have results, that you can follow a step-by-step method to get those results. And that speaks volumes, because when there's a methodology to it, that means it's reproducible.
Right. And presumably across a number of different areas of all areas of life, presumably.
Correct.
You know, whether we're talking about sports performance or performance generally, or, you know, the manifestation of an ability, musical, dance, you name it, It applies to everything. We're raising the level of consciousness and power. And doing that, it seems to me, by getting people to realize how limiting the world can be.
Right? Oh, absolutely.
And I really don't like the phrase self-limiting belief for all sorts of reasons, but that's what we're talking about. We're talking about getting rid of those barriers to accessing these what seem like supernatural powers right now. You know, hopefully, you know, in decades, everyone won't seem supernatural. Fibrovision gets its way, right? Yeah. Listening to you, and I'm as a listener, my first question is, where can I sign up?
Sure. Well, and I love that question. It's actually my favorite question to answer. So we actually have a free gift for everyone. Now, this free gift is, is this is an actual energy class that an energy webinar that my brother and I have both done. And this, I'm going to tell you a little bit about how impactful just this hour-long webinar is. That when people go to our website at vibravision.com and go to the bottom, read through the page, obviously watch the videos and be inspired. But at the bottom, when you put your name and your email address and your phone number in there, you get to be on our mailing list where we send you videos of our journey. Because it is truly a journey unlike any other. That I mean, it's going to make a great Hollywood movie someday. Because we've done things no other Westerners have done. But with this special course, this special class for everyone, it's the first start of our breathing techniques, the first exercise anybody ever learns in the Marpatiputi or Vibravision system, as well as the opportunity to learn to sense your energy and put it into your body for your own healing. And I'll give you a couple examples of what this small class can do. In November 2020, we were doing this webinar, and there were about 100 people on this screen and Zoom. And we noticed one lady, she had a nasal cannula. She had an oxygen tank. And we went through all the different positions and postures and the breath technique. And then she took her nasal cannula out and she did the breath techniques. And then she was sobbing. And my brother asked her, he's like, "What's wrong?" And she said, "I've had long COVID since April. I haven't been able to breathe right. I've been on this damn oxygen tank and my doctors don't know if I'll ever get better. This is the first time since April that I've been able to breathe properly." That took literally 10 minutes of instruction and 3 minutes of doing it. Another gentleman, I did a private webinar for a breath work group. They do Wim Hof breathing, which is very different than what we do. But I was invited by the leader of this Wim Hof breath group to come and just give this short. I was under time constraint. I only had 25 minutes to give it to him. And there was a gentleman on there with his hand like this. I noticed right off the bat, well, one of these things looks different. I wonder what's going on with him. And so he raised his hand, like little Zoom hand goes up, and he asks, he says, "Nate, I had a stroke over 10 years ago and I'm paralyzed on the left side of my body and I can't feel. Can I still do this exercise?" And I've said, "Absolutely, Sean, you could go ahead and do that exercise. I want you to push it twice as hard for the right side of your body to make up for the left side that you can't use. And let's see what happens." At the end of it, he raised his hand again. And I'm like, "Yes, how'd it go?" He said, "You know, this is weird, but I haven't been able to move my arm this much or feel in over a decade." Once again, within 5 minutes, it created that much of a change in his physiology after a decade of paralysis. So this free gift that people can go get right now, I've seen it work miracles. And then if people want to go deeper down that rabbit hole, we have our immersions, which people travel here to Utah to learn the Vibravision skill. And within 1 or 2 days, just even the first day, everybody's mind is absolutely blown. Even if they have years and decades of experience in the spiritual realm or in breath work, there's nothing like this. But for people who aren't able to travel to Utah, or maybe it's out of their price point, we have a couple online offerings. We have our Breath Awareness Mastery, because a lot of people don't understand this. They just breathe, right? We breathe 28,000 times a day, but they don't understand how important what we're doing is. And now that the World Health Organization, it says right on their website, 1 in 8 people will die from air pollution. 1 in 8 will die from the bad air quality on this planet. Hmm. So I think breathing is probably pretty important in learning how to do it properly, because we're the only species that doesn't know how to breathe properly for its own health. As a matter of fact, we have over 200 different health conditions that are caused by improper breathing that have been known about for a long time, but people don't pay attention to it. So the Breath Awareness Mastery teaches people proper way to breathe. It also teaches a wonderful meditation that can take your stress from redlined all the way to, I'd say about 1500 RPMs in 5 minutes or so. So it helps us with our immune function. It helps us with our breath function, helps us with our mental function. That's the Breath Awareness Mastery. But then we have our energy expansion program, which these are the 4 breath work exercises from the Marpati Puti system that are used by the special forces, used by every branch of the military in Indonesia, the police forces. It's used on every single Marpati Puti practitioner, all million of us. We do it every single day because it helps supercharge our entire system mentally, emotionally, physically, energetically, and you feel it right away. Within 5 minutes, bang, you are a new person. And well, you're an upgraded version of yourself. So people can go right there. They'll see it on vibravision.com. And we're just so honored that we're able to bring this to the world because it creates lasting results so quickly. And that's what we came here to do. I didn't come here just to change myself. I came here to change the world too. And now we're able to do that more with a digital platform. And I've got another evergreen webinar course that's going to be coming out teaching even more breathwork exercises and more energy sensing exercises and healing exercises. That'll be coming out shortly.
That's outstanding. We'll review that as we come towards the end in a few minutes. Yeah, but
totally.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent. And so that's really the core of it, or at least the basis, the platform, right, is the breathing and the energy. And then I presume there's a lot more other things that then can go on top of this. You must have some amazing experience. Let's recognize your contribution in working with the blind, which may not be the appropriate phrase that you use, people who have... let's put it this way, I have seeing difficulties or visual difficulties. I bet you've got some amazing stories of people, a la Daniel Kish, but, working off your own program.
Yeah. Yeah. So when one of our blind students, her name's Tiffany, and she lost her eyesight to glaucoma. One of her eyes had been removed, the other one fully blind, so no vision at all. And she came in for a vibravision immersion with her husband, Michael, who was also blind, had his eyes removed 23 years ago, and he's our very first full-time training blind student here in America. Actually, our second, but the first person just had a really difficult time, but such amazing individual. And he invited the woman who would then become his wife. Well, and this is during the first day of her immersion. She flew up from Phoenix, and so did he. And we taught her, my brother, that's the head trainer, taught her the breath work and visualization and perception exercises just for the first day. And she was sitting there just on the ground crying. And we came over and we're like, Tiff, are you okay? And she's like, I'm going to bleep this out for myself. I can see my bleeping hands. I can see those beanbags right there. And we're like, wait a minute, this is day one. Wait, what? And so I held up a beanbag. She's like, that's red. Okay. Grab another one. That one's orange. Okay. That one's blue. I'm like, oh my God. It just clicked right there where she could start to see color. And her husband, Michael, one of the most amazing human beings you could ever meet. He's climbed Mount Kilimanjaro blind. He's done the rim to rim, the Arizona rim to rim trail, mm-hmm. 700 miles through the Grand Canyon, and led a team of blind people as a blind wow. person. He's wow. been to the base camp of Everest as a blind person. He's a 6-degree black belt in mm-hmm. the hardest style karate in the world. I mean, he's just an amazing, he's like my hero. Well, he was in his garage a few months ago, and he dropped a screw. Now, for you or I, we just bend on his touch. We just bend on pick up the screw. But for a blind person, they're screwed, literally, because mm-hmm. they know they're going to find it sometime with their foot. So mm-hmm. it involves getting down on your hands and knees and searching across the floor to find that dropped screw, or else you're going to pay later. So he just went back to what we'd taught him, and he brought up his hands and he started scanning the ground, reached down and picked it up with two fingers. That is miraculous for a blind person mm-hmm. to be able to just sense it, boom, and pick something up. So mm-hmm. that's dangerous. Mm-hmm. So those are just a couple stories, but mm-hmm. the blind people who have trained with us, we haven't had the opportunity to train with them as much as we would love to, because say like vocational rehab for blind people, a lot of people don't know much about the blind community or what the rehab looks like, but it's usually 9 to 24 months. Five days a week, 8 hours a day. And that's where they learn how to cook for themselves, use a cane, read Braille. And after that time, about 40% of people still never get it. And that's every single day. So with our blind students, they'd come up here once a month, maybe once every 2 months for like 2 days. And be able to get this training and still to have those kind of results without having the full-time assistant. It's just really miraculous and amazing. And that's our passion project. That's what we do. That's what we started this for. And now we've branched out into the sighted community. And we're so honored and so blessed that we're able to bring a new form of functional human conscious awareness to the world at large. And when you see a blind person for the first time and they're able to tell what colors are in front of them, or we've got a wonderful testimonial where my brother kind of messed with one of our blind students and just put a water bottle in front of her. He's like, "What color is it?" She's like, "It's clear. Is that a water bottle?" And she's been blind since birth, or blind since age one, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, "Holy crap." When you see something like that and you realize what this can do, not just for blind people, but for mind people, mm-hmm. I want to say mind people who have an open mind and want to learn this. It's just so inspiring that we're able to do this and bring a new light to the world, because God knows there's enough darkness and there's enough difficulty that our minds and our bodies are put under that they were not designed for. So to have something that can strengthen us so much in such a quick, such a short time period, I'm just honored. I'm just honored to be here with you. I'm honored to be here on the planet at this time. And I'm honored that two Methodists, the 11th generation royal heirs in the largest Muslim nation in the world, chose two Ashkenazi Jews to spread their legacy.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Because the whole thing is going beyond rather artificial barriers and looking at what is much deeper than that, you know, at a fundamental level, and that's what you're doing. So that's really amazing. Do you do work with organizations or really is this more individual?
Yeah,
because I could see some application there, but I can also see some barriers.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So as far as with our immersions, we do definitely have different private events. We also have public events. So we work with a lot of the Tony Robbins Platinum Partner people, not as an official Tony Robbins thing. I want to make sure that it's a disclaimer right there. We're not part of the Tony Robbins organization that way, but a lot of them want to understand this greater level of life and greater understanding of their existence. So they come to us. We have special Platinum Partner events. We also work with the Maverick 1000, another, they're world changers. They're the world changer, one of the world changer organizations. We're forming another ecosystem merger with Flow Consciousness Institute, also world changers. YBL, which is Your Best Life Now, which is another group of amazing people that are all about contribution and service. And also having fun in life. That's awesome as well. And many organizations that we work with. Immortal is another one that just, some of these people may have never heard of, but if you hear of YBL, go look it up. Immortal, A-M-M-O-R-T-A-L, doing amazing things for people on mental, physical, emotional, spiritual levels. Incredible stuff. Obviously, everybody probably knows who Tony Robbins is. And then the Maverick 1000, that's a very selective group of entrepreneurs who are world changers in technology and every other field. So those are really the people that we do private events for and things like that. As far as with organizations related to blindness, not yet. We're still working on the science to come to those organizations, because it's very important that we have A, the staffing to be able to provide that training, B, that we have the empirical understanding of what this does. And it's not just hearsay, but we actually have something for the people who are the Newtonian left brain people that, I mean, the proof is in the pudding, but you have to have some pudding. But that is something that we dream about, something that we've always wanted to do. Because once we have, say, the AFB, American Foundation for the Blind, or the National Federation for the Blind, something, a large organization like that, that goes, this is not a replacement for canes or dogs, it never will be, but it is a supplemental non-visual skill that can help people with vision impairment have a greater understanding and perception of the world around them. It will not, like I said, it won't replace, you know, Daniel, he does as echolocation, but he also has people use a cane. People who are caning, they use a cane and then they click as well. Some of them are able to go sans cane, like Daniel, like Juan, like Matt, like Brian, his cohort, his key people are able to go and do the echolocation without a cane. But we want to make sure that people understand this is additional. This is additional.
Absolutely. So we could go on and on, but I actually know you. You've got commitments to do. So let's go over again where people can find you, vibravision.com, right?
Correct. Yep.
And that's where most of this, most of the information they can find, whatever they want, right? Anything else that you would want them to know about?
If you want to see more of what VibraVision can do and hear more about how it's helped people of every walk of life, every profession, whether they're visually impaired or not, our VibraVision channel on YouTube is the place to go. So we have people, everything from people who are truck drivers to people who own multinational corporations to people who are blind to people who are housewives or attorneys that have come here to find a new level of themselves. And it's to hear their stories is truly inspiring. And then to see the highest levels of what VibraVision can do, where our Jedi masters, if you will, driving cars, shopping, I mean, choosing the right chips in the chip aisle, that's an important decision. But to be able to do that when you're blindfolded and have your eyes taped shut, it's pretty freaking amazing.
Pretty impressive, yeah.
Right, right. And so VibraVision channel on YouTube, you'll see hundreds of videos there. And they will all keep you very entertained. And then, of course, that free gift at VibraVision.com. But if people want to just go right ahead and order one of our courses, VibraVision.academy is where you'd want to go. But you can also get them from the .com. So it's fine. Either way, it's great.
Excellent. Excellent. Oh, my gosh, Nate, this has been amazing. Amazing. Great. So glad that you were able to come on the show. We'll do it again, I'm sure, at some point. And thank you for all your work that you are doing, because it's
you too.
Really amazing.
You too, Howard. And I appreciate it. I am so honored to be on your podcast. Thank you so much. And I hope that you and the rest of your viewers and listeners have, you create a great day on purpose.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Take care.
Bye-bye now.